Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our all English lecture for today. As we begin the month of April, as things start getting warmer and warmer, we're going to be talking a little bit about history, something called wax seals. Wax seals. These are kind of similar to the chop that y'all use here in Taiwan. This is kind of the Western version, but it's somewhat different and it's not really used anymore. But it's interesting, and that's why we're going to talk about it.
Well, you can still buy them. You know, they're kind of fun for kids, especially. Instead of using that ink that you guys use, we have melted wax, and then you put some wax on your envelope, and then you take that special seal. It could be maybe your initials, something fun like that. You press it down, and it leaves that little wax seal on your envelope. You'll still see them if you're watching period movies or TV shows where, you know, they're pretending they're back in the 1700s, 1800s. They're still kind of cool. I like them.
I do, too. I think I remember my brother had one when I was a kid.
Yeah?
He had one with the letter Z on it.
Why?
Because he tried to give himself the nickname of Zorro.
Oh.
El Zorro, which means the fox in Spanish. And it's also that kind of bandit sort of guy.
That famous
Spanish
guy from Spain, yeah, who had
the
cool
mask.
Yeah.
Black hat, and he has a rose in his mouth and stuff like
that.
But in any case, we're not really talking about that. We're talking about wax seals, so let's get to it. These are impressions through the ages. Let's listen.
You're glued to the screen, watching an old movie, when the main character puts some blood-red wax in a spoon and melts it over a candle. When the wax is melted, he pours it on an envelope where the edges overlap. The seal adds even more historical authenticity to the scene, and you can't help but be intrigued. Today, such seals are mainly used for decoration. However, they have a rich history. Wax seals date back to the Middle Ages, when people communicated almost exclusively through letters. They relied on wax seals, typically red or black, to ensure that private or valuable information was kept confidential. That's because these seals kept letters closed before pre-gummed envelopes were invented. If someone received a letter with a broken seal, they would know that its information had likely been stolen or tampered with. At first, wax seals were primarily used by society's upper class. Nobles, monarchs, and bishops used official seals with their correspondence. They would also use a wax seal in place of a signature on contracts, other written agreements, and personal letters. By the 13th century, wax seals had become popular among monks, aristocrats, and even common folk, too. After pre-gummed envelopes were introduced in the 19th century, wax seals became less common. No longer used out of necessity, today they're mainly seen as a unique embellishment. They come in any color and feature someone's initials, a coat of arms, or even a custom design. Many people love adding them as a stylish touch to wedding invitations, letters and cards, as well as gift packaging. Compared to signing your name, sealing a letter with wax can add some flair to a piece of writing. The next time you're writing something meaningful to someone, why not give it a one-of-a-kind distinction with a wax seal?
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's all English lecture, okay? We're talking about wax seals, and we're talking about the impressions that they have made through the ages. We should talk about the word seal here at first. A seal could be an aquatic creature that lives in the ocean that kind of swims around and balances balls on its nose and stuff like that, a seal.
He's cute.
But in this particular case, though, a seal as a noun is an object that is used to put some kind of symbol on something else. You can use that to talk about about the seals here in Taiwan. Your chops or your seal, both words are correct there. But in this case, we could also use it as a verb to seal something. But here it's wax seals as a noun. Although I'm thinking of the word seal as a verb, you know that song, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss.
Yeah.
Instead of sealed with wax, in that case, it would be sealed with a kiss.
I've done that before. Haven't you done that?
I guess if you wear lipstick, it would be an impression.
Well, I wrote a letter to my boyfriend, and I sealed it with a kiss so he could see my lips on the outside. Kind of crazy. I was much younger when I did that. But yeah, seal is also a verb. To seal something means to close it very tightly so that maybe water doesn't get in or whatever. Maybe if you want to keep something fresh, like a type of food. I know candy and bread often goes bad quickly here, so I'll put it in a wax container and it seals very tightly so air can't get in. But this, of course, is a type of wax seal that we use in letters. And just as I said before we opened the show that sometimes you can see these in old period movies if they're set in a different time period than in the modern world. They're period movies. We have a scene that we're setting up here as well. Let's continue, though, looking at the title, Wax Seals, Impressions Through the Ages. You can have an impression of someone, and it's kind of when you meet someone and it's the feeling they give you, kind of the vibe that you get from them. What's your impression of so-and-so? Oh, I think he's a nice guy. But this is a real impression, something that leaves a sort of image behind. And these are impressions through the ages. We're going to talk about the history, of course.
Yeah, it's based on the verb to impress, which means to basically press on something hard enough to leave an image behind.
A mark indeed.
So we've got impressions throughout history, throughout the ages. Let's get to it. Here's the first paragraph. You're glued to the screen watching an old movie when the main character puts some blood red wax in a spoon and melts it over a candle.
Yeah.
When the wax has melted, he pours it on an envelope where the edges overlap. Okay, so this is what is happening when you're watching an old movie, perhaps. You're glued to the screen. If you're watching something with great interest, you are glued to your screen, which means your attention is totally focused on your screen, which could be used to describe probably, you know, most people these days when they're out and about, they're all glued to the screens of their phones.
Yeah.
But I think in this particular case, they're glued to their TV screen and they're watching an old movie. And then you've got the main character of the movie. This person puts some blood red wax in a spoon. The wax is probably from a candle or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
Could be, it
would come from, but it's the color of blood, so it's blood red. There are many different hues of red. In this particular case, it's blood red, and it's on a spoon, I guess, and this person holds it over a candle, and then that wax melts.
Yeah, you see that if you're watching the whole process in a movie. Now, when the wax is melted because the candle, the flame on the top of the candle is hot, it melts that wax, then the character in the movie can pour it on an envelope where the edges overlap. You don't put wax across the whole seal of the envelope. It's just in the middle where that point comes down like a triangle. It comes down. Or back then, they probably didn't have real envelopes. You'd fold your letter, and then the two pieces would come together, and you just put it in the middle. And then that's when they'd take out that seal, whatever they're using to make an impression, and stamp it or mark it. Now, when something overlaps, it's two edges that come together. When I'm wrapping Christmas presents or birthday presents, I'll take that wrapping paper and make sure the paper overlaps so you can't see through to the gift. It's pretty important if you want to wrap well. Maybe you have vacations with a friend that overlap. Maybe you're gone, you know, similar days at the end, you both are gone. Maybe 3 days of your vacation overlap with your friends. You can use it that way as well.
Indeed, they just kind of cover each other over. So yes, indeed, this is where the envelope edges overlap. And the seal adds even more historical authenticity to the scene. And you can't help but be intrigued. So yes, you're watching an old movie about something in history. So when you see this, it makes the movie have more historical authenticity, which means it's believable. It's something that seems like it could actually happen in history. It has historical authenticity. Wow, this must be really true if they were using seals, because we don't really use them anymore. But when you see this, you can't help but be intrigued, which means to be very interested. Hey, what's that? Why are they doing that? I want to learn more about that.
Yeah. I was going to say, authenticity is often used to talk about things that are real and not fake. You know how they sell fake watches and fake purses of big brand names sometimes on the street? They do it here. They do it in big cities everywhere. You want to make sure that thing is authentic. We'd use the adjective form there. So it does add a lot of authenticity to the scene when they're using old instruments or they're doing something in a way that is no longer done these days because we have modern tools and devices. So it's intriguing to watch it happen. Now today, such seals are mainly used for decoration. It's true. We don't need the seals and the wax anymore. All we have to do is tape the envelope shut, or we don't usually have envelopes that are gummed in Taiwan because it's so humid here. It would actually seal all the envelopes before you'd have a chance to use it. It's so humid here.
True.
But I do buy tape, or you can take glue at the post office and glue your envelope shut. But in America and most states, all those envelopes have a substance on them that's sticky. You just lick it and then it'll close. So just in case you're wondering what pre-gummed envelopes are. When you talk about decoration, I always think of decorations we put up for festivals like Chinese New Year, Christmas for us. You want to make things look pretty and festive. So you just decorate by adding things to make things look cheery or happy or look like you're in the season. Halloween, we put up lots of different decorations like ghosts and witches and things like
Jack-o'-lanterns, skeletons, witches, stuff like that. And yes, of course, nowadays people don't really send letters in the mail too often. But
true.
When we do, it's a very special occasion. Like you're actually writing a letter to somebody by hand. You're sending a wedding invitation or something. So then you might see this. You might see these seals used as decoration. But these seals have a rich history. Now, in the next paragraph here, it says, wax seals date back to the Middle Ages when people communicated almost exclusively through letters. So to date back means that's where they kind of made their first historical appearance. It didn't really happen before that, during the Middle Ages. And people at that time, they communicated mostly through letters, or exclusively through letters, I should say, which means that's basically the only way they could communicate. They had not perfected the art of carrier pigeons at that time, or telegraphs, or things like that. They actually had to write a letter and mail it, and it was delivered by horse.
Yeah, a lot of the people back then in the Middle Ages couldn't write, and they couldn't read either. So we're probably talking about the upper classes at this point in history. Middle Ages can be 1100 to 1400, something like that, 1450. It's not exact, but it's back then. So they relied on these wax seals. The color they used for the wax was usually red or black. That's actually the only colors I've seen in movies. But nowadays you could use purple, yellow, orange, whatever you find. So those were the colors they used. Why did they put wax seals on envelopes or their letters? They wanted to make sure or ensure, you can just use that as a verb, that their private or valuable information that they'd written inside was kept confidential. If something's confidential, it means it's private. You don't want it to share it with other people. A lot of companies keep your work history and what happens, your salary, things like that. They keep it confidential. They don't let other people see. It's intended to be a secret.
Right. So if you call an emergency hotline, a suicide hotline or something like that, everything you tell the people is supposed to be confidential. You shouldn't have to worry about that. Okay, that brings us to about the midway point of our explanation for today. Let's take a little bit of a time out, but we'll come right back. So stay tuned. We shall now resume our lesson. Again, we're talking about wax seals for today. You don't really see them so much, but you might see them used in movies. You might be intrigued if you see that, hey, what is that person doing?And, of course, if you see that in an old movie, it kind of means, hey, they're being accurate there. It's got some historical authenticity. But nowadays, of course, these seals are mainly used for decoration. We also talked a little bit about the history. They date back to the Middle Ages. And people wrote letters exclusively back then, so they sealed their letters with red or black wax. And, of course, the information was supposed to be kept confidential.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, that's because the seals kept letters closed before pre-gummed envelopes were invented. We did mention this before, pre-gummed. You do see that in the United States. You don't see that here so much in Taiwan. You actually have to use glue to seal the envelopes. But even before then, I suppose there wasn't glue for envelopes, so you had to seal the letters closed by using a wax seal.
I remember when I first came to Taiwan, I didn't know they didn't have pre-gummed envelopes. And I remember, you know, licking my envelope and patting it down, and then it flipped up, and I thought, what's going on? Why isn't it staying shut? I didn't realize because of the humidity, you know, they do things a little differently here. Everything is enclosed in a plastic case. Have you noticed that too? Every gift card you buy, like a happy birthday card or a thank you card, everything's individually wrapped. The humidity changes a lot of things. It's kind of crazy. So they've got these pre-gummed envelopes nowadays. Here we just add a little bit of glue. And if someone received a letter way back in history and that wax seal was broken, because it obviously looks broken if you try to open it, they would know that someone had stolen the information inside. Someone had read the letter, or that letter had been tampered with. If you tamper with something, you play around with something, and other people know that you've interfered with somehow. Have you seen those crime shows, those police shows on TV, or maybe even the movies? If someone's killed, they put that yellow tape across the area. If you break that tape, they know that someone has interfered with that evidence. So you'll often see it that way. So you shouldn't tamper with those things.
Somebody read it, somebody got the information, or maybe they changed some information in there. So yes, it could have been stolen or tampered with. Now, at first, wax seals were primarily used by society's upper class, which is not surprising. We've got people like nobles, monarchs, and bishops. They all used official seals with their correspondence, and they would also use a wax seal in place of a signature on contracts, other written agreements, and personal letters. So again, at the beginning, wax seals were used by the upper class. We've got nobles, which would be really important people, monarchs, which would be leaders of government like kings and queens. And we've got bishops. Those are leaders in the church. They would use these official seals with their correspondence. And correspondence here is a noun. It just refers to when people exchange information with each other. Back then, of course, it was written letters, but you could also have email correspondence nowadays or correspondence through social media.
Right. So they would also use a wax seal in place of a signature on contracts, just like you do with your jobs. In place of just means instead of something else. So other written agreements would also sometimes have this wax seal in personal letters, of course. By the 13th century or 1200 AD, wax seals had become popular among monks. These are men who were working in the church. Aristocrats, kind of the same sort of idea as nobles. They're upper class. They have a lot of money. And even common folk, too. Common folk would be just average people. I would have been one of those common folk back then. Now, after pre-gummed envelopes were introduced in the 19th century, that's the 1800s, wax seals became less common. You know, if you don't have to melt wax and carry around an extra, you know, seal, and you can just lick something, it's faster. People tended to go that route because it was just easier, but it didn't look as cool, that's for sure.
Indeed, and yes, we've got those pre-gummed envelopes, which you see in the United States. I believe you also have them in Europe and other places.
Sure.
But my understanding is that some people think it's kind of uncivilized to actually lick those envelopes or lick the stamps, because it is actually using your spit. I think in Europe they have the pre-gummed envelopes, but they actually moisten them with a cloth or something like that?
No, a little sponge. They always have a little sponge that they wipe across it. You can do that if you want. Faster if you lick it.
Licking does seem kind of savage, though, a little bit.
Spreading
germs or something like that. Yeah. Of course, here you use the glue on the envelopes and the stamps, but those pre-gummed envelopes with a little patch of glue on there, which is dry, they were introduced in the 1800s, so wax seals kind of fell out of favor. They became less common and no longer used out of necessity. Today, they're mainly seen as a unique embellishment. So we still have them, but we don't use them out of necessity. In other words, we don't really need to use them at all. They're used as an embellishment. Embellishment is similar to decoration. It's just something you add to something to make it look even better.
Yeah, one of the things I was thinking about when I saw this sentence was something that's not absolutely necessary but makes life easier would be a dishwasher. You know, most people don't have dishwashers here in Taiwan, or garbage disposals. Those are included in a kitchen sink, and you can put, you know, extra peelings. And if you're peeling a potato, instead of having to throw out the peels, you just put it down the garbage disposal, grind it up, and it just goes into the sewage system. Here, that's not so important. But that's not a necessity. It's just nice to have. We had a dishwasher growing up, but my mom often made us wash dishes by hand because when we used the dishwasher, we would never take out the dry dishes and put them away. It drove her crazy. So, yeah, so think of those things that are not absolutely necessary, but they make life easier or they make things prettier. That's an embellishment.
There you go, an embellishment. And let's go on here. They come in any color and feature someone's initials, a coat of arms, or even a custom design. I haven't really seen them for sale here in Taiwan, but you might see them for sale as souvenirs. When you travel to Western countries, they come in different colors. They could have your initials, which would be your name. Most Americans, at least, have three names, their first name, their middle name, and their last name, family name. I could say my sister. Initials are NCB. Those are the three first letters of each of her three names. So she might have a wax seal with those letters on
What's
it.
What's your middle initial, Tom?
J.
Oh, so you're TJB.
Yeah, I did not want to reveal that.
Oh, but those are good initials. Mine is SAB, kind of like sad.
Hey, same as my brother, Scott Andrew.
Those aren't great initials because they actually, you know, SAB sounds terrible.
Sounds like a word, yeah. Not a good word either.
No, but you don't want a vowel.
But you could have your initials. You could also have a coat of arms, which is kind of like the symbol of your family, of your
clan. I have one.
Like with two lions on both sides or something like that. I suppose I've got one somewhere. Or there could be even a custom design, whatever you want.
I think we could actually take our chop and, because I have a chop at home that I had made here in Taiwan, I think we could put it into wax and use it on envelopes.
Sure.
I think it
would probably work. Although the wax would probably get jammed inside the little.
You have to clean it, maybe.
Probably, by heating it or something.
I'm not quite
sure how you would do that. But many people love adding them as a stylish touch to wedding invitations, letters and cards, as well as gift packaging. So, yes, most people send their correspondence electronically these days. But if you do actually send someone a wedding invitation, it's kind of tacky. It's kind of low class to send the wedding invitation as an email. You should probably send them out as an actual letter in the mail.
Yeah, unless you're in a rush. I think most people send real invitations through what we call snail mail because it goes so slowly. S-N-A-I-L, snail mail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I think using a wax seal on a wedding invitation is a great idea.
And also, you could send sympathy cards as well through the mail, etc., birthday cards, or even letters to your grandmother or something like that. Or if you're sending someone a gift, you could seal it with a wax seal.
Yeah.
Now, compared to signing your name, sealing a letter with wax can add some flair to a piece of writing. So, yes, if you are actually writing a letter by hand, not typing it or not sending it through a printer or something like that, actually using your hand with a pen. Well, actually, maybe not a pencil, but a pen, you know.
Pen's better.
A fountain pen, perhaps, with, you know, dipping ink or whatever. And you write it in cursive script or whatever.
Wow.
It's really, really nice.
Calligraphy.
So, indeed, in calligraphy or something like that. So if you can seal the letter with wax, that would add an extra touch. It would add some flair to a piece of writing. A little bit of a fancy embellishment.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people here in Taiwan, Asia, know how to write those characters with a special Chinese brush. Mm. That would look really cool if they just added a wax seal on that. That would be quite beautiful. When we're talking about Western languages, instead of writing or using the beautiful Chinese brush like you guys do, we use a handwriting system called calligraphy. And it's so beautiful. It actually looks like someone's, you know, an artist drawing these letters. My mother took some calligraphy courses, so she could do it. It really makes your writing look quite beautiful. But that would be a way to add a little bit of an embellishment, a little bit of flair to your writing is just add that wax seal to it.
Mm. Indeed. So the next time you're writing something meaningful to someone, why not give it a one-of-a-kind distinction with a wax seal? If you could find them, again, I haven't seen them for sale here in Taiwan, and I'm wondering if you need to use a special kind of wax for them.
I think if you went to a crafts shop, you know, where they sell arts and crafts that you make with your hands, I bet they would have some wax. And I don't know about seals, but I think the chop would work. And actually, Tom, I don't think the wax would stick in the chop because when you do it, the wax is so hot, it stays in that big piece. So I don't think it would get your chop all messed up.
Yeah, I've never seen actually somebody use a Chinese chop and actual wax,
to sign
a letter that way. It seems kind of mixing things up a bit too much, I suppose.
Two cultures.
Yeah, if you've got your chop, it's probably best to use that red ink that everybody uses, which is, you know, fancy itself and stuff like that. So this is, I guess, the Western way of doing it.
Totally.
If you are sending a letter, you could seal it with a wax seal, and it would give that writing a special kind of meaning, especially if it's a love letter or a wedding invitation or an invitation to a bar mitzvah or whatever. It would be a one-of-a-kind distinction. One-of-a-kind means special, unique. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And here we've got the word distinction, which is the noun form of distinct, which means it's just something very, very unique and special, and you can tell it apart from other things.
You can use distinction to talk about the difference or the contrast between two similar things or people. Usually there's some sort of distinction between identical twins. Maybe one twin has different haircut, stuff like that. You know, that
more
would be
zits.
That would be a distinction. Oh dear, Tom.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. So hey, maybe you can seal today's lesson with a wax seal. That's all the time we have to talk about. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.